Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud. Rock, yeah. Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for joining us. This is Loud and Local on the Rock, featuring music born right here in the Great Pacific Northwest. 99.9 KISW.
It is 11 p.m. here on 99.9 KISW. My name is Kevin Deers, and for the next hour, I present to you 60 full minutes of awesome local music. It is the last hour of the weekend. It was an incredibly beautiful weekend. I hope you got to enjoy it with your friends, with your family, or just got to hang out outside. And if you got paid, if you had to work, I hope you got paid overtime. That's what we're all about here on Loud and Local. Some stuff from the 206, the 253, the 360, the 425. And occasionally I'll dabble in the 509 if I have to. Right now, I got a band called Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage. This is a debut. He sent me this song. Wyatt Olney is a great dude, and he has a new record coming out. This is Dark Futures by Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage, doing a little debut here on Loud and Local.
And we'll all lie in his wake, and they'll learn the key.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW. The band is Gag. I got to see them play a ferocious set last week at Rainfest. They were awesome and just very, very cool. Olympia Hardcore, that record is called America's Greatest Hits. And you can see them live Tuesday at a show with a band called Angel Dust from the East Coast. And actually, they might be a West Coast band now. I don't know. Either way, they're a good band. They have a new record called Rock the F On Forever. Yes, Gag and Angel Dust and a few other bands, including Big Bite, a new project here from the Northwest. Definitely pick up the new Gag LP. It's out on Iron Lung Records. Support local record labels when you're out there. And say hi to me, buy me a Red Bull, and give me a high five. We got Aaron O'Neill from the illustrious band Devotion. They have a new LP out. He's also in several other projects. We'll pick his brain. We'll nerd out with him. Because I'm a big fan of his bands, and I'm a big fan of this brand new Devotion record. It's so good. We'll be right back. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
All right, it's Loud and Local back here on The Rock. We got some time. We got some time to play some good music. And also in the studio right now is a dude by the name of Aaron O'Neill. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Aaron. So, Aaron O'Neill, I've known him for a while, so, you know, I'm going to put that out there. It's not just like I just met him, but I've known him for a while because he has been playing in bands since he moved up here. I mean, he's been playing in bands since... How young were you when you first started playing drums, man?
Oh, when I first started playing drums, I was 7 or 8. Yeah, pretty young.
And what was your first project? It was like a kid band?
Yeah, I think I was in probably 8th grade, and I was playing drums with some guys who were my older sister's age. They were in her class, and they were, the guys that play guitar, and we just played Nirvana covers and stuff, but...
So you haven't evolved. So
yeah, exactly. Okay, no, cool. I took a right turn, but I'm back where I started, so that feels pretty good, eh?
Fair enough, man. Yeah. So, you are up here because we are going to be talking about the new Devotion LP. It's mm-hmm. a project that you have with Mark Palm, formerly of Go It Alone and Black Breath, a few other projects as well, Super Crush, and you are also playing with some other bands. You're playing with Star Anna.
Yeah, yeah.
A country project, and another band as well?
Yeah, another band called Great Spiders, which is somewhat related to Star. The guy who plays guitar with Star pretty often, named Omar Schombacher. Great Spiders is his musical project, and I've been playing drums for that group for a couple years now, and it's really awesome. We play all the time. We played last night, as a matter of fact, and we're playing July I'll have to check that. We'll be heading out on tour in July, so we're playing the Black Lodge before that.
Certainly a lot more than this band Devotion plays.
Yeah, unfortunately, at the moment, that's the case. We haven't played for quite some time. We've got some members who are living in different states and have been for a year or more. There was a time when we toured the U.S., we toured Canada, we've toured the West Coast several times, but at the moment, we are a little dysfunctional, but, you know, I'm not going to rule anything out.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we'll keep that door open.
Fair enough. Yeah. If you haven't heard Devotion, we're going to drop this on you and you're going to love it because this is, you know, I said it the other day and I'm going to stand to it. It sounds like Mark Palm, he started smoking a bunch of weed, drinking a bunch of whiskey, moved to New Orleans and started a band with Pepper Keenan. And, so that's what it sounds like to me. You got some Corrosion of Conformity style riffs, some Alice in Chains mixed with, I don't even know. It's just, it's like hardcore rooted, but so 90s alternative.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it.
I got it?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Is there anything else you want to throw in there? Any other bands that really like, blew your mind and you needed to kind of like rip them off a little bit with the Devotion project?
Well, for me, the drumming in this band, I've always very much modeled it after Matt Cameron's playing in Soundgarden. And that's just kind of something I've been doing. Most of my life, he's been a huge influence, and he's a great drummer, and I love the way he plays. So if there's a little bit of that you can hear in there, then I've done a good job, and he's great. So that's where I'm coming from.
Right on.
Yeah.
We're going to let the music speak for itself for a couple minutes, and then we'll come back and gush a little bit more about it, or at least I will,
okay.
and I'll nerd out to you, and I'll totally just be a punisher. That's actually my favorite part about being a radio show host, is I actually have a reason to be a punisher. under the guise of being a radio show host, I'm just a punisher. So we got Broke Machine and Ocean of Grief off the new Devotion LP. It's called Headspace Astronaut. You can check it out. Order it on LP or cassette tape. It is available. Now it's still in print, believe it or not.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Quite the difference of music here from the reggae to the devotion. Devotion off their two songs off their LP, Headspace Astronaut, Broke Machine, and that song right there, Ocean of Grief. I have Aaron O'Neill, the drummer and co-songwriter. You're one of the main songwriters of that band, right? Or does everyone have a play a part in that?
Actually, it's funny you say that. That last song, Ocean of Grief, was the most communal sort of writing that the band has had. That was a more of a group effort. But
sure.
Otherwise, it's really been a Mark Palm writing project. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Fair enough. Well, yeah. So we're playing songs from this record because you sent me an LP and a cassette tape, and believe it or not, I have a 2004 Hyundai Elantra, and for some reason, stock with a 2004 Hyundai Elantra is a cassette tape player. Why? I don't know. CDs had been existent for a long time in 2004. But they still put a cassette deck in there. So I put it in, and I have not taken it out. It's an incredible record. You can pick it up now. And how can you pick it up? How can you order this LP? Because I don't know if it's out in stores yet.
Well, I don't think
it's out. I
don't
even know if there are stores that sell records anymore.
I should get it to some stores. But the easiest way to purchase one, Kevin, would be to visit our website, which is www.sonicrealestate.bandcamp.com. You can order the record or tape or a shirt from there, and I will be sending it to you personally. So I promise I'll send it to you as quickly as possible.
That's great, man. Yeah. And you were very quick with that, so I will give you my stamp of approval.
Thank you.
For fast ordering and shipping dates there.
Thank you. Thank you.
So yes, so Devotion is awesome, but I wanted to pick your brain a little bit about something we were talking about off air.
Mm-hmm.
This record has been kind of in between being recorded and finalized and then being released. So it's been about 2 years since you even touched anything with this album?
Yeah, it's been a long process. It's really nice to see it come out and see the light of day. But yeah, we started tracking it a few years ago. The tracking took longer than expected, just based on some different people's schedules and you know, just those various things when you have 5 to 6 people all trying to work on something and having lives. And
it's not easy to write the magic that is Headspace Astronaut, brother.
It's not easy to get, you know, 5 people in a room, but eventually we did it. We got it all together. There were just some other delays with record label things. We had a couple really sweet people throughout that course of time.
Completely flake out.
Yeah, you know,
I said
I don't
it,
want
not
to
you.
Say that.
I said it, not
that.
You.
People who are genuinely interested, and for whatever reason, it just didn't work out. And we just had a succession of those where, you know, we had a sure thing, and then it's like, oh, hey, sorry, I got to fold the label. The last thing didn't do too well, so I was like, oh, okay, hey, call that, call Tim back and see what's up. And then there was just a line of those things until we got to that point when we just said, well, you know what? We have faith in this band and each other and in this music, especially. Like, we'll just do it. We'll just put it out, which
Hell
is
yeah.
the way, you know, the way that we went to record it. We were waiting for a while to record. Thought, oh yeah, I'm sure we'll get some record label offers or whatever. And after a while, I was like, well, let's just do it. Let's put some money together. We work, you know. We have jobs, and this is what we love to do. So we did it together, and I'm really, really proud of that.
Going back to DIY, man.
That's right, man. We should have started right there. What were we thinking?
Might as well.
Better than that.
You can't depend on anyone else.
That's right. If you want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
Fair enough,
Absolutely.
Man. So we're going to play a couple more jams off the new Devotion LP. It's called Headspace Astronaut. And then I think we're going to play a song from his other project called Super Crush, which is a totally different sounding band, but is also with Mark Palm from Devotion. So we're going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to play. It's the Aaron O'Neill episode of Loud and Local. It's all devoted to you, brother.
Thank you.
Here's some Devotion on Loud and Local. We'll be right back.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW. Kevin Deers here with Aaron O'Neill, drummer for the band you just heard, Devotion, playing a few songs from their LP, Headspace Astronaut, released by themselves. You can pick it up on sonicrealestate.com.
Bandcamp.com.
You can pick it up on LP or on cassette, or you can just buy a download or all of the above. Maybe buy a t-shirt and steal it online. I don't know. Whatever you want to do, man. Just support the band, right?
Yeah, do what you want, you know? If it feels good, do it.
I'm sorry I said steal the album.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Will you forgive me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good.
All right.
We're good.
So, we've been playing some Devotions, the heavier side of your lexicon, but there's also another project that features the other main songwriter of Devotion. And you guys are a little bit on your more sensitive side.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you gotta have all sides covered. So yeah, it's the same songs written by Mark Palm.
The sonic force that is Aaron O'Neill and Mark Palm present Super Crush.
Yeah, here you go.
So tell me about Super Crush, man, because this is a project that kind of popped up out of nowhere, you know, just like a nasty infection, and it just can't get rid of it, dude. I'm just playing.
I'll take
that. No, it's awesome. It's good.
Yeah,
it's good
you.
Stuff. You have two EPs so far, right?
Correct, yeah.
Two.
And each is a two-song EP or a single, and we've got plans for more of those. We've got songs recorded for the next one next two song single to come out, and then we've got music written for another one after that. So things are rolling along in the Super Crush camp. Mark Palm, you know, he's a great songwriter, great friend, and I'm honored to play with him still. It's really, really awesome.
So yeah. This might be a bit of a surprise coming from you guys, because you guys have played in hardcore bands. You know, he's from Black Breath and Go It Alone, mm-hmm. and, of course, Devotion. You're from Lights Out and Get the Most and of course, Devotion and other hardcore metal projects, things like that. And then this band is more maybe Britpop-ish, or I wouldn't even know how to maybe shoegazy.
Yeah, there's some of all of that. I definitely think
the lighter side of things.
Yeah, and I think it reminds some folks of listening to, you know, 90s alternative rock radio, which is something that I probably you and myself and Mark all did and remember really fondly.
Wait, what's the radio?
Yeah, do you listen to the radio?
No one listens to the radio.
Yeah, so yeah, it's been a fun project, and yeah, it's definitely different, but it's the same songwriter and same drummer, and Mark plays everything else. It sings.
All right, well, let's vibe out on it. Super Crush off of one of their EPs. How does it feel to feel like you? It's Super Crush here on Loud and Local. We'll be right back. Super Crush here on Loud and Local. It's an Aaron O'Neill and Mark Palm joint. We're going to be playing some more stuff from the Devotion LP Headspace Astronaut when we come back. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
All right, it's the last few minutes. I think we have time to play one more song here by Devotion on Loud and Local. It's been my pleasure to have Aaron O'Neill up in the studio. I've been playing bands that Aaron O'Neill has played on since my college days. I played Get the Most. I played Lights Out on my old hardcore radio and punk radio show on KGRG. We were just talking about how your wife used to listen to KGRG.
She did. Yeah, it was really important for her. It's really cool. Absolutely.
It comes full circle, man. And it's cool that we get to put this Devotion record on this platform because this needs to be heard. This band is, to me, sounds like everything that KISW fans and KSW rockaholics would love to hear in a local band. It's got the riffs, it's got the vocals, and it's just, it is catchy yet heavy. It's like my favorite LP of 2016 so far.
Wow. Thank you, Kevin. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us and supporting us and everything so far. Really appreciate it, man.
Sweet. So you can give me that $100 after we go off air.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
I'll just PayPal you or whatever.
It's 100% illegal. That is not even funny to joke about. Either way, we're going to play one song from you that is your favorite song on the record. It's called Through the Eyes of My Own. What was it?
Seeing Through the Eyes of My Own Storm. Yeah.
Oh, Through the Eyes of My Own Storm.
Yeah, this is my favorite one.
What is it about this one, man?
It's got some room to it. You'll hear the beat and the tempo of it just has some room to breathe. There's a little section towards the end where they turn me loose on the drums a little bit, which, you know, can't complain about that. I love that. There's a brilliant vocal performance by our guitar player, Bob Reed. You'll hear that. It's not Chris Cornell. It's just Bob Reed singing. It sounds like him and doing an awesome job. And I just love the kind of chords and the openness of the song. It's really, really awesome.
All right. Who's your favorite drummer of all time before we go?
All right. Absolutely most influential in my life as a drummer would be Matt Cameron of Seattle, by way of San Diego, of course, but Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, great drummer. Props to Mitch Mitchell, Ringo Starr, and Jimmy Chamberlin as well. Snuck that in. Sorry, right. Kevin.
No, it's okay, man. But Matt Cameron's number one.
For me,
well, indeed. For me, Aaron O'Neill's number one.
Oh, thanks, man.
Actually, it's George Kalias from Nile. But
good.
It's okay.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be me. Come on.
Here we go. It's Devotion, Seeing Through the Eyes of My Own Storm. It's Loud and Local on The Rock. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.